on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
St. Jesus warned government departments they have 5 days to settle their municipal bills or face possible disconnections. The city says it's owed more than 200 million rand for utilities. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The municipality carried out a debt recovery operation yesterday targeting government departments with outstanding accounts. Final notices were issued to Grey Hospital, Public Works, SASSA, the Departments of Correctional Services and several public schools. It says the Public Works Department has promised to settle this financial year's property rates by the end of next month. Last year, a number of schools had their water cut over unpaid accounts. Meanwhile, Mzuduzi officials says businesses and residential customers will be targeted in the next stage of the debt recovery plan. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Cases involving criminal allegations against church ministers are coming under scrutiny. The CRL Rights Commission and two other Chapter 9 institutions want measures to prevent those accused of rape or sexual assault from continuing to preach.
The religious sector is not normal. This is the most vicious sector I've ever seen. They are much more vicious than the normal criminal.
The commissions yesterday announced a joint inquiry into the processes that led to the acquittal of Nigerian pastor Timothy Omotoso. The 66-year-old televangelist and two others were last month cleared of multiple charges, including human trafficking and rape. The commission's Tokom Kwanazi Kaluva says they're going to announce measures aimed at tackling crime in unregulated sectors.
We're monitoring a few other cases of religious leaders who have serious allegations against them, who continue to preach if they're out on bail, because no one can suspend them with the current system.
And a ballet dancer held in Russia has been released as part of a prisoner swap deal with the US. The Los Angeles-based dancer was flown home last night after she was arrested and convicted of treason last year. It was after the US-Russian dual national made a donation of $50 to a pro-Ukraine charity on the first day of Russia's invasion in 2022. Her release marks the second swap under President Donald Trump as Moscow and Washington push to rebuild ties. Meanwhile, the UK government has announced £450 million in military support for the Ukrainians. It'll provide repairs to vehicles and equipment, as well as funding for radar systems, anti-tank mines and drones. A recap of our lead story, Mzunduzi's warned government departments they have 5 days to settle their municipal bills or face possible disconnections. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.